From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting a developing story from Pakistan. A suicide bomb blast at a procession for the Shiite Muslim holy day of Ashura killed at least 14 people and wounded more than 35 in the southern Pakistan city of Jacobabad on Friday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion fell on the Sunni extremists who have been blamed for previous attacks. South African students won a major victory on Friday after more than a week of protests against university fee hikes earned them a meeting with the president. President Jacob Zuma announced after meeting with the student leaders and academics that universities would not increase fees in the coming year.
On the matter at hand, we agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
But that meeting was not without turmoil as leaders talked behind closed doors in Pretoria. Police outside fired stun guns and used water cannon after some student protesters tried to force their way into the premises. Student groups have said they will not halt protests until all of their demands are met. Israel has lifted age restrictions on Muslim worshippers at a sensitive East Jerusalem holy site amid increased diplomatic efforts to end the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This, as Israel's military says, a Palestinian was shot on Friday after stabbing an Israeli soldier. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.